If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Are you serious?
Hello, welcome to another episode of How to Kill It Now. My name is Marcus Bronzy.
Bonjour, I'm Sean.
How you doing, Sean?
Very good, bro.
Nice.
You all good?
I'm all good, man, all good. Like, we got to do this British thing because we are from Great Britain. By the way, with social media, a lot of people getting onto you saying Great Britain. They thought it was you making a mistake once, but you were obviously busting joke. Anyway, because we are from Great Britain and we are in Great Britain, we always complain when it
rains.
Yeah, and yeah, man, it's that weird
like a little limerick here.
Poet, and I didn't even try to do it. So, yeah, man, it's like that miserable, like kind of spring weather in it outside. You know what I mean?
I mean, love, absolutely love spring, but when it's raining, I'm like,
yeah,
kind of kills it, isn't it.
But it's like cold in the mornings, hot in the afternoons, and sunny in the sunny, and then cold in the evenings again. It's like you got to bring all your different kind of clothing.
There's a lot of attire. You need to bring like a vest and an umbrella,
sunglasses. Wellington.
And a poncho.
Yeah. Not even a joke. But yeah, man, so this is the show where Sean and I scour the internet and we look for things to laugh at, look at things to gun each other with today, and also check out some funky stories out there. So I think we should step straight into it, Sean.
Okay.
Time for our
jokes of the week. Suspenseful right. jokes.
It's suspenseful jokes week. I got a few longer ones this week.
All right.
I'm going to give myself 5 bonus points if I manage to not trip up once when I'm reading.
Oh, solid. Oh, bro, I think
it's a bit too much.
I think 10.
She was like, all right, mate. Good luck with that. Right.
No, but really.
All right. A young woman was waiting at a bus stop. After a few minutes, the bus arrived and the woman tried to step on board. Unfortunately, her skirt was extremely tight and she couldn't get her leg up enough to get on the first step. She quickly reached behind her and unzipped her skirt a little bit, but still couldn't step up. So she reached back and zipped it down a little bit more. Still no luck. She tried the third time. Zip. Nope. She couldn't get up. Suddenly, she felt a strong pair of hands grab her by the waist and lift her onto the step. Well, she was having none of that. She turned around and saw a tall cowboy standing behind her. She got in his face and said, "How dare you? I didn't give you permission to touch me like that. I don't even know you." The embarrassed cowboy looked down at his boots and said, "I'm sure sorry, ma'am. I just assumed we were friends after the third time you reached back and unzipped my fly."
Nice. I saw it coming, but only like near the end. I was like,
hey. Yeah, man. All right, here's another one. My wife just found out she's adopted. She's devastated and kept asking, "Why didn't they want me?" I comforted after a little while. She was crying and you know what she did? She asked me to make love to her. But that unfortunately led to more tears. On reflection, I guess shouting out, "Who's your daddy?" was a little insensitive.
Savage. Oh, so savage. Love it.
Do you want to hit us with a couple?
Yeah, go on then. Start off with a longer one. There we go. While driving too fast on hole number 16 at the golf course, a retired but handsome gentleman accidentally overturned his car late one March afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Attractive female who lives in a huge house right on the golf course heard the noise and called out, "Are you okay?" "I'm going to live, just bruised up, thanks," he replied, as he pulled himself out of the twisted car. She said, "Come up to my patio, rest a while, and I will help you get the car up later." The man noticed her silky bathrobe was partially open, revealing what appeared to be a killer figure. "That's mighty nice of you," he answered, "but I know my wife wouldn't like it." "Oh, come on now, big boy," she insisted. She was so hot and pretty and very, very persuasive, and he was weak. Well, okay, he finally agreed. After a couple of bourbon and ginger ales, he thanked her and said, I feel a lot better now, but I know my wife is going to be really upset, so I better go now. Don't be silly, she said with a smile, letting her robe fall open. Stay for a while. Your wife won't know anything. By the way, where is she? He replied, she's still under the cart. Someone's in the doghouse.
That's a good one. I like that. I didn't see that coming, you know. I didn't see it coming.
Nice.
You got one? Do you want me to go?
Go, no, I'll go for it, bro.
Yeah, go for it. Oh, you're going for it.
No, you're going for it.
All right, cool. So some guy's in a bar and see some attractive looking woman sitting there. Oh, I fucked it. No, a guy's...
Cool.
Next week, I'll get my points.
There's no 5 points. Yeah, sorry.
So there's a guy in a bar and he sees an attractive woman sitting next to it. She's about 50 years old, but just like your last joke, killer body. I can't even lie. That's actually in it as well. Sorry. I'll start again. Some guy's at a bar and he sees an attractive looking woman sitting there. Maybe... There is a guy in a...
This is my favourite one so far.
Right. Some guy's at a bar and sees an attractive looking woman sitting next to it. She's about 50 years old, but she has a killer body. He buys her a drink. She asks him if he wants a deer hunter special. He asks what that is. She says that her husband is away deer hunting for a few days. The deer hunter special is something she does during hunting season. It's a daughter and mother sex with a stranger kind of thing. Gives him a couple of winks and he's like, well, I guess I'm on board. He says, great. Follows her home, hops in her car. They walk to her house, and then when she gets through the front door, she yells up the stairs, hey, mum, are you still up?
I know I saw this. I almost couldn't contain it, because I was like, as soon as I heard her mother-daughter bit, I was like, oh, I know where this is going.
All right. I got one more long one for you, Sean.
All right, easy.
Hey. Bob was in trouble because Bob forgot his wedding anniversary. Bob's wife was really angry. She told him, Bob, tomorrow morning, I expect to find a gift in the driveway that goes from 0 to 200 in 6 seconds, and it better be there, Bob. The next day, Bob got up early and left for work. When his wife woke up, she looked out the window, and sure enough, there was a gift. A little box wrapped up in the middle of the driveway. Confused, she put on her robe and ran out to the driveway, brought the box back in the house. She opened it and found a brand new bathroom scale. Bob has been missing since Friday.
I didn't see it. Bobby Savage.
Bob. Well, he's not with us anymore, yeah, isn't it? Yeah. R.I.P. to the Bobby used to be.
one more long one. There we go. Edna and Buddy went to these. Oh, I'm starting again.
No 5 points for you.
Edna and Buddy went to the state fair every year, and every year Edna would say, Buddy, I'd like to ride in that helicopter. Buddy always replied, I know, Edna, but that helicopter ride is $50. And $50 is $50. One year, Buddy and Edna went to the fair, and Edna said, Buddy, I'm 85 years old. If I don't ride that helicopter, I might never get another chance. To this, Buddy replied, Edna, that helicopter ride is $50. And $50 is $50. The pilot overheard the couple and said, folks, I'll make you a deal. I'll take the both of you for a ride. If you can stay quiet for the entire ride and don't say a word, I won't charge you a penny. Maybe say one word, it's $50. Buddy and Edna agreed, and up they went. The pilot did all kinds of fancy moves, but not a word was heard. He did his daredevil tricks over and over again, but still not a word. When they landed, the pilot turned to Edna and said, by golly, I did everything I could to get you to yell out, but you didn't. I'm impressed. And Edna replied, well, to tell you the truth, I almost said something when Buddy fell out, but you know, $50 is $50.
$50 is $50. Come on. You know, 50 pesos is 50 pesos. Wait,
do you know what? Well, I can't remember what I was watching. I think it was yesterday. Yeah. And someone said, well, you gotta hold on to the pennies. And I was like, yeah, but you don't have pennies, do you?
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's weird. That don't make sense.
Oh,
hey?
5 points.
5 points
award.
Oh, okay, all right. Now, a little look behind the curtain here. Do you mind just saying $50 is $50 so we can put it into the clip? You know, why are you looking at it for?
Because I'm making it legit. Isn't it? Here we go. Here we go. Ready? I'm really gonna try and make it look seamless here. Well, to tell you the truth, I almost said something when Buddy fell out, but you know, $50 is $50. Hey,
All right, I got a short one for you, Sean, which should lead us into kind of the next step. You got a few short ones as well,
I've got
you say?
Short ones, yeah.
All right, cool. Here's a short one. My friend thinks he's smart. He told me an onion is the only food that makes you cry, so I throw a coconut in his face.
Fucking brilliant. What's orange and sounds like a parrot?
I don't know. What's orange and sounds like a parrot?
A carrot. I told you there was going to be some shit.
Okay. I thought you were going to say an orange parrot. That's what I thought he was going to say.
Do you know what's mad, yeah? It's the reply below this says, an orange parrot, and in brackets, reply from my four-year-old. So I'm just letting you know that where you're at. Bro, I'm not even lying. I check this. Look, I'm not even lying.
So it's, oh, wow. Okay, cool. Reply from my four-year-old. So that means I'm in the mindset of a four-year-old. Thank you very much.
Congrats.
I've got to say, my reading age is a clear six.
5 points.
5 points.
Oh, sir.
Good, thank you. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Bro, I've got one, yeah?
Yeah.
And what's so brilliant about this are the replies. They continue the joke.
Oh, I love it. Let's get pandaful.
I was at the funeral. It's weird. Okay, start that again. I was at a funeral of a friend of mine. His wife asked me if I could say a quick word. I stood at the front, cleared my throat, choked back the tears, and said, plethora. Thank you, his wife said and sat back down. That means a lot. Wait for it. Okay, and that's the joke, right? And these are all the rest of the replies.
Okay.
The next man stands up, sniffling, and says, Earth. Thank you, the widow says. That means the world. Then another guy goes up and says, waterhole and sits back down. Another guy goes up and says, waterhole and sits back down. The widow thanks him and says, I know you meant well. That's fucking brilliant. Then another guy gets up and says, totality. The widow says, thank you. That means everything. And last but not least,
there's more.
The last guy gets up and says, bargain. The widow says, thank you. That means a great deal. So good.
That's the most punderful thing I've heard for a while. You know?
Tickle me. I love it. Oh, absolutely love it.
That's good.
Oh, there's one. Oh, no, there is one more.
Go for it.
A woman gets up and says, underestimate. Thank you very much, the widow says. That means more than you know. I want them to carry on. Can we create some more for this one?
I don't know if I could think on my feet, you know. I was struggling. Oh, gosh. Oh, man. Oh.
I mean, I didn't mean... I didn't...
I was there thinking now. And someone grew up and said... someone stood up and said, orchard. And she said, that was very fruitful. Is that a reach?
No, I won't pick that one. All right, there you go.
All right, cool, man. All right, just leave that one as a fallen fruit.
That was low-hanging.
That's low-hanging fruit. Are you done with your jokes of the week then, Sean?
No, I got
you got some more? Oh, come, let's go, baby.
Yeah? You got any more for me?
I'm done. I'm dry right now. I've only got insults for next.
Three nuns are painting a room.
Yeah.
They're struggling to paint the room without ruining their clothes. One suggests that they remove their robe to keep them safe. After some time, there's a knock at the door and they freeze. They don't want to be caught naked. Who is it? Calls out the nuns. Blind man, says a voice. The nun turns to the others and said, look, if he's blind, he won't know that we're naked, so we can let him in and we'll carry on painting. Come in, the nun calls to the man. The man enters and says, oh, night's
Says what? Says what? Is he drunk? He's as drunk. I don't know why that sounds like you. Why did you put Irish accent in there as well?
Oh dear, my Irish side came out. Okay, all right. I'm trying not to screw this up. Come in. The nun calls to the man. The man enters and says, "Night's."
Fucking what's happened to this?
I can't talk.
All right. Whew. All right. All right. Okay. Oh, I've just ruined this completely.
Yeah, it's all right. Okay. He walks in and says, "Hi,
come in." The nun says to the man. The man enters and says, "Nice tits. Where do you want me to put the blinds?"
I love that. That's a classic. Oh my god, that's fucking funny. I do like the version. He comes in and goes, "Oh, tits."
Oh, absolutely ruined it. All right, I've got a couple of these are a couple of short ones, yeah. But they're just dumb.
All right, let them fly, man. Oh, wait, dumb jokes. Have we got a new section?
Dumb jokes of the week.
There you go. Sorry.
Well, I think I know.
Eek.
One job, man. How is a spider like a grape?
I don't know. How's a spider like a grape?
They both have 8 legs, except for the grape. Nothing. Nothing at all. I told you it was dumb.
Oh, you can do that with anything.
What do you? I know. That's why it's dumb. But that's the same thing as it's the same thing as the like. What's red and bad for your teeth? Or what's white and can't climb a tree?
Yeah.
What do you call it?
What's white and can't climb a tree?
Fridge. What do you call it when Batman skips church?
I don't know. What do you call it when Batman skips church?
Christian Bale.
Oh! That's pundable. Bruv, I think there's a pundable. There's some pundable flavors that are coming out of this.
This is a bad one.
Okay.
There's a couple of them which. What's the difference between an enzyme and a hormone?
I don't know, what's the difference?
You can't hear an enzyme, but you can hear a hormone. Sorry. I did warn you, I felt like there was a pre-warning necessary and I did. Ah, dear. Another really dumb one. There's a guy playing music out loud on an aeroplane. Stewardess says, "Excuse me, sir, would you like some headphones?" "Why, yes, I would. And how did you know my name was Phones?"
Fucking hell, you came with a fully loaded clip this week. You got more?
You know, it was really easy to get the insults. Like, I just channeled. I was like, oh, I'm going to be telling them to you. And I would just flow.
It just flowed, didn't it? Yeah. I envisaged one of our great friends that you like to tell that you hate. Hey, I hate you when I was watching Sean. Yeah, and I've got some great ones for him. Now, I've got some okay ones, but some of them are burners, man.
Yeah,
Some of them are a bit like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, when I was researching it, some were like, "I know you are, but what am I?" I'm like, no, that is the best one. You know the OG
so
one.
So is your mum.
Yeah, the OG one's like, your mum, innit? That's what it is. So time for our next section then. Insults of the week.
Week.
Right.
Oh, the echo. We need to work on the echo, man. That was poor.
I reckon we quick fire this, Sean. We just insult after insult. We just have to fire them at each other until we run out of ammunition, bro.
All right, we do this.
You ready for this?
Mm.
I'd like to help you out. Which way did you come in?
Okay. You look like your parents change the subject whenever your name comes up in conversation.
Someday you'll go far. I really hope you'll stay there.
Okay, so this is like someone, it's like a retort, okay? So during a game of cricket, one player said to the other, "You're fat." And the reply was, "Every time I fuck your wife, she gives me a biscuit." I've got an add-on to that. "You're short. Every time I fuck your mum, she pats me on the head."
Oh, sorry. Okay. You're proof that God has a sense of humour. Slow one, isn't it?
You're about as much use as a marzipan dildo.
If I wanted to kill myself, I'd climb onto your ego and jump onto your IQ.
The thing is, if you tell someone that, that's not smart enough, they'll go,
huh? What? Your mum!
I know I am, but what? I know you are, but what am I? Right. This is an old school one, but it's a goodie though. I'd call you a cunt, but you lack both the warmth and the depth.
Ooh, burner. Savage. You couldn't get laid if you crawled up a chicken and waited.
That's a good one. That is a good one. I like that. Okay. This is something that just someone said and it just tickled me. You egghead shaped Humpty Dumpty looking motherfucker.
I heard that Eddie Murphy voice. You egghead shaped Humpty Dumpty motherfucker. All right. Your family tree must be a cactus because everyone on it is a prick.
Oh, I like that one. Oh, okay. This one tickled me. Like this one. Okay. Your mum gets fucked by so many dicks in one night, her minge starts to smell like a burnt clutch.
That is a burner, bro.
If someone dropped that, I mean, if they sent it to me, I would end up cracking up, man.
It's you got to laugh off. It's fighting time, isn't it? I was going to say it's morphing time.
You'd be like, hey.
What would you fucking say? Oh, man. Wow, man. All of those sperms, and to think you were the fastest.
Supposedly, I'm going to absolutely just demolish your joke here, but supposedly it's not the first ones that get there. The initial ones get there and they like break down the barrier, yeah. and then there's just some other sod who's like late to the party and goes, oh, look, door's open. Okay, wanders in.
So that is proof that even in nature, being fashionably late to the party is the best time to get there. You get me? People come in. You know people that come in a party at a prime time, come in, scoop some vibes and cut.
Oh shit, there's eyes. Right. Oh, the punch is already out.
Okay. Yeah, cool. Yeah. I mean,
be that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, the rest of, you know what? The rest are mine. Are your mum jokes.
Okay, cool. Well, let me wrap up with these last two ones. All right. You bring everyone a lot of joy when you leave the room.
So no.
And to finish it off, you look like a before picture.
Ah, that's a good one. It's so simple, but that's a really good one.
I think out of all of them, I'm like, that. You could use that anywhere, anytime. That is the most robust.
You know what it is as well with that one? It takes like a second to hit and you go.
Yeah. And everyone has their own idea of what a before picture is. The worst time they go, you get me? So you've got your mum jokes then?
Have I got my own little section this week?
I think so.
Oh, damn.
It's time for mum jokes. Of the week.
Week. Oh, that was good. I like it. Okay. I mean, I suppose that one of them was a mum joke anyway, but never mind. Your mum is so fat that when she goes camping, the bears hide their food. Your mum's so poor, ducks throw bread at her.
I feel like I'm just getting murked right now. Yeah, go.
Your mama's so stupid, she took a ruler to bed to see how long she slept. Oh, this is a good, this is probably my favourite one. Yeah. Your mama's so fat, after sex, she smokes a ham. Oh, this is, okay, I have to apologise because this one's a brutal one, but, and obviously not about your mom. Your mama's so ugly, her blowjobs count as anal.
Oh, so savage.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's spicy.
That one's a bit.
That one's not about my mum, yeah?
Oh, Oh, I got a couple. You know, I might leave the last two for next week.
All right, man. I feel like
mum jokes of the week.
Your mum jokes of the week. I feel like I need to source some as well, bro. I do gotta love the mum jokes, bro. That just transports me back to school every single time, man. I know guys that could get, you know, we're talking like the biggest reactions from the perfectly timed your mum joke.
Oh,
bro.
You're
like a legend, isn't it?
Yeah.
For the whole school day.
You not even for the day. Like that stuff will semester to semester, bro. Like it will.
I remember that time in year literally, seven when bro, you said your mum. So that time we went out and we went to that gig when I was DJing and stuff, and we left and we were out of town. And some guy was trying to get onto me, and then you were standing next. It was in Bucks, I think, and then we were outside the club, and it was a summer. I was wearing shorts, and the guy's like, "Oh, look at your shorts, man!" Yeah, we're like mocking me, or whatever. And you went, "Oh!" and stood next to him, and was like, he was like saying shit about me, right? And you went, "Oh!" next to him, and I kind of knew what you were doing. You were setting this guy up for a fool, and you kind of rallied a few people around. And this guy was burying me a little bit, and I came with the most childish thing, but you.
I don't remember this at all.
So he was, all right, the full story is we came out and I think he was just like, there are some people that don't like the DJ, innit? Whatever, for whatever reason, I think, oh, this guy's getting attention, things, whatever. So we're just outside waiting to go home. There's a few of us mates around and this guy's like, excuse me, I don't even know who you are. Like that kind of stuff. And you were like, oh. And then he was like, to a girl like, oh, do you even know who this guy is? She's like, oh, mate, a bitch. She's like, yeah, you think you're famous.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Like, bro, I've just came gigged and going home, whatever. Like, I really have no delusions of grandeur, bro. I'm not about to be on. I'm a celebrity, whatever. And you were like standing next to him, going as this little circle kind of grew,
like gassing him up
for the fall. And then he was like, bro, "Look at your shorts." As one of them, he went, "Oh, look at your shorts." It was like, "My shorts are fine, bro. There's plenty of people wearing shorts." And then you, as I said, what I'm about to say, you took a step from his side of the cussing match, for want of a better words, to me. And then I said, yeah, bruv, I can change my shorts, but you can't change your face. And you went, like the most Ace Ventura. And then like pushed him back a little bit or whatever. Or his girl went, And even his missus was like, oh my God, you got murked, whatever. And bro, the guy looked like he was going to cry.
He just went the whole time. I was like the hype man in this.
You were. I think you were. You made it happen. I think if you were in there, but imagine you hit him with one of those ones. One of the ones that you came with. You look like a bit, bro. All right, I could change my shorts, but you look like a before picture. Yeah, man.
Yeah, he would have got buried on the spot there.
But yeah, man. Yeah, I love them. I love the Your Mum ones. They're fucking funny, bruv. They're flipping funny. They're good. They're good. We should do some more of that. I guess it's time for our next part of the show, which is... You didn't know what... we could do the next bit is our killer bit. It's just where we talk about how we've been killing some time, man. How you been killing time, Sean?
Haven't had the most exciting week.
No.
I would say it comes to, what are the highlights of my week? Started watching, looking for a new series.
Yeah.
And
You heard of Jack Reacher?
What is this?
What is this Jack Reacher speak? And I was having a look, and I was going to start watching The Gentleman.
Yeah.
And I stumbled across Shogun.
Okay.
Have you?
I've not watched that, no.
So it's with Hiroyuki Sanada, who is the chap from Last Samurai, Mortal Kombat.
Oh yeah, I know you're talking about. Sick.
Yeah, he's sick. Bro, yeah. The reason I started watching it, because I was like, oh damn. I mean, it had it's got like 9.1 on IMDb, and it's got 99% on Rotten Tomatoes, bro.
Oh, I'm looking at it right now. As we're speaking, 42,000 votes, it's 9.1.
And I was like, I might have to see. And the premise reeled me in as well. I've only seen like two and a half episodes, but so far, and it's only 5 episodes, so it's quite a short piece, but so far, very much enjoying it. It is brutal, but very, very, very interesting already. I realise I'm already halfway through it. It's very short.
Is it very violent?
Yeah, there are some bits where you're just like, oh, that felt unnecessary. But I think the whole point is that it's supposed to teach you how savage people were.
Yeah, so less Home Alone and more savage than that, basically. I don't know what I'd say. Less Home Alone, which is like, hurt. It's more like, this is real pain. Like, this is
yeah,
real,
man. There was just some things where you were just like, oof.
Really? Yeah. Oh, all right.
I know you don't do too well with the, there might be one or two bits, but it's probably worth being stoic so you can consume the rest of it. Yeah.
It's interesting that streaming services haven't created a button you can press to make a 15 into a 12. Do you know what I mean? It's interesting they haven't done that.
That is an interesting, but you'd have to make separate cuts.
Yeah, we've seen it done before though. We've seen different cuts before. We've seen shows like
endings, all that kind of stuff.
Rebel Moon, they brought it all the way down to, I think, 12 or whatever. And it's apparently when you get the Snyder cut of it, it's a Netflix season. Sorry, when you get the extended Snyder cut of this season on Netflix, I think he said it's a 15 or an 18, like with the violence, but they change the scenes. Like,
what's that?
So you know, like you'd see the back of somebody and just hear shing, and they drop, as opposed to seeing them from the front and seeing their like arteries open on screen and blood splatter everywhere.
Okay, I mean, like the thing is, for me, like gore doesn't really do anything, but it's more like torture and like people like. Yeah,
for me, it's little things like watching somebody walk into a coffee table. I'm like, oh,
that's not up there, is it?
Paper cuts. Ooh, damn. Oh, mate, brain freeze. Oh, that's torture, man. That's what. So Shogun, right? You recommending it? I mean, it's got legendary actors in it, like as well. So like, I don't like to just watch shows because legendary actors, but bruv, come on, man! Like my man that you said,
he's brilliant. I'm a big fan.
He's got a stoic face, hasn't he? Though as well, he looks like he's seen things. That's what. You look at him
and
he's
like, experienced.
Yeah. Like if he turns around and goes, I've seen things, I'll be like, he's definitely seen things.
I agree with this guy. Yeah. Before he even said that.
Yeah, he's not like completed it, mate. He's not like that. It's whatever, mate. Yeah. Oh yeah, sure. Yeah, he's seen things. Yeah. That's really good. I've watched a couple of shows. I watched it's a documentary kind of, like it's called Dating on the Spectrum. It's where they have a show where lots of autistic people and other people with different learning difficulties try and date. I like it because. And the reason I watched it was because I had a raised fist, Sean, angrily at the TV because I thought it was going to be like The Undateables. I was like, "Look, I'm gonna watch this show and I'm gonna get angry," because Undateables,
I remember that,
was basically like laughing at disabled people. Personally, for me, it was like you're laughing at disabled people by calling them undateable. It's a bit dread, innit? That's what I thought. Like,
yeah,
it's a bit like I felt like it was a bit like a modern day version of Pay a Quarter and Look at Some Freaks. Whereas this. The other show is really informative, really interesting, and there was just some lovely characters on it. Proper, it wasn't like, it was probably the total opposite of Shogun. It wasn't like, very different. Different ends of the spectrum. Like literally of the violence. There's no violence in this, and it was real. And is Shogun based on a true story at all? Or is it all? Do we know?
I mean. Loosely, in the sense of it's about the Japanese versus and the Catholics and Christians and Portuguese coming over and stuff. So it's probably loosely based,
yeah.
But it's it's like a race for power.
Okay, cool.
And that's not me spoiling anything. Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, dating on the spectrum is like opposite to that. I'd say. I'll say it's opposite to that. Great. I know there's an American season and Australian season, and all I can say is if you want to put something on that's a charming watch where you get
it's
to see people, it's heartwarming. You see people really develop, and you learn a bit more about how diverse the spectrum is. Like it's fantastic watch. Everyone I've recommended it to has enjoyed watching it. Like everyone, so like my parents, young people, you know, whatever, everyone. So watch that, and I also watched Three Body Problem.
Someone mentioned this to me the other day.
Yeah,
it's like sci-fi.
Yeah.
Is it good?
Is good. Yeah, I was gonna let you talk. Yeah, but it's a sci-fi one. So obviously I was like shoom, straight onto it, trying to watch it. It is, without trying to spoil it, it is, and again, I'll put the first episode on, and I said to myself, this is going to be one of those shows that I hate because it's not going to give me any answers, because it's about humans communicating with extraterrestrials. Now, you get one chance to show the aliens and then they lose all their energy. So shows like, I expect shows to be like, continued in the next season, continued in the next, all the time with no real, or it was going to be a Lost style show, some questions answered, way more raised at the end, I mean, that kind of style.
I mean, that was a stretch even.
What, Lost?
I mean, to the sense of you said some questions were like,
oh, bruv,
like,
yeah.
It was
yeah.
like one question and then like 7,000 posed. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And then at the end, it was like, yeah, yeah. Still a bit confused. Purgatory is.
Anyway, oh, let's not talk about Lost, man. It vexes me.
So, yeah, but it's a fantastic. It's actually, you know what? I'm going to quickly bring this up as I talk about it because it's actually based on a trilogy, which actually there's four books in it. And it's actually a rewrite, so it is.
What is it, like a 70s or 80s?
A bit earlier than that, but it's a East Asian writer, so I need to find who that is. I'll bring that up, but it's an adaptation. So the book was actually adapted into English and then did really well as well. So you're watching it starts off with it starts off with some very truthful historical happenings. That happened, I've just got to say East Asia, I can't, but it's more than that, but I'm going to say that because I don't want to say too much. And then we kind of delve into this sci-fi universe where we have, it's the most unique aliens are coming story that they've done. So there's this race for the aliens preparing to get here and the race for aliens, for humans preparing for when the aliens get to us, with everything else around it as well, with some lying, cheating, killing, murderousness, couple funny quips, some, you know, very ominous characters. Great range of actors as well. Loads of UK comedians are used in it.
Okay.
Interestingly, like little bit part roles, which is nice. And yeah, just like some great acting. It's got the main actor that you may recognise from Doctor Strange. He's from Manchester. Sorry, man. I'm really crumbling here to try and get it, but I need to find out who he is, because he's it's great hearing him speak in his Mancunian accent as well, because he's proper like flipping hell, mate. Fuck it.
Well, I can find out for you.
It's Louis Zhang there, and there's it's not that's not who it is. It's where is it? Oh no, I'm looking at the other version. Three Body Problem.
Oh, Benedict Wong.
That's it, Benedict Wong. That's it. Yeah, yeah. So he comes through, and it's nice to hear him speaking in his Manny accent. He's a fantastic actor. He adds a little bit of comic relief, but also like sums up some of the gravitas of what's going on. It's really well written. Couple of faces that we don't know in it. Couple of faces that we do know. It's sci-fi, but not as you expect it. I got to the end of the season in like 24 hours. Watched a lot of it. Binged it. And I'm like, I can't wait for the series two if it's going to come out. I'm on the books straight away.
How many episodes were there?
Eight episodes. Smashed them all. Okay, and I'm reading the fourth book, which is actually the prequel now. Like, I'm that in it. I'm like, I can't wait for this to come out. I'm getting into the books. Okay. Jack Reacher style.
Dang,
I'm getting
son.
Into it. A couple good fighting scenes. Great sci-fi battles as well with new tech. There's one set of scenes that's a bit gruesome as well where they... It carries the same energy that the first Resident Evil film carries.
Okay.
There's a scene where there's some choppy choppiness. That's all I'm going to say. And it's very much like that. But yeah, no, a really good story. If I'm going to summarize it properly without fumbling all over the place, I'd say it's a great take on aliens are coming, but how humans and the human race reacts to it, and how the aliens that are coming are trying to fuck us in a way that is not as obvious. You'd think they'd send, you know, a virus, probes, but it's more like we are aware that the human race is very volatile, and they can be unbalanced if you mess with their perception of life via news or via other ways. So they use ways that we manipulate each other. You know, we see manipulations happen around elections. We see social media happening. They get in like that, as well as being very dangerous physically at the moment. And why these aliens are a little bit scared of us as well, you learn as well. So there's like this whole balance all the time.
Okay,
and some really smart thinking. So there's a scene where they know, and if you've watched it, you'll know why I'm saying this like this. There's a scene where they know the aliens can hear them. So someone comes up with a way. He's like, I know they can see you and hear me, so I've got a plan. Here's my plan. Comes up with a plan that is smart enough to outsmart somebody who can see everything that you do. And it's great. It's a great thinking thing. It's fantastic. It's really well written. And you don't see as much sci-fi stuff as you'd expect. We're not on shooty-shooty pew-pew lasers at the moment. It's a lot of conversation about it, but it's really gripping. I really like it. Like, it's, you know, it's far from like a Michael Bay Transformer sci-fi thing. It's more like about thinking, critical thinking, science and stuff like that.
I have this vision that the aliens come down and then they just like use gossip and character defamation to like destroy the world.
Bro? Bro. Bro. Not far off, bro. Not far off, bro. Yeah, man. So yeah, so I've been watching that. So that's been really good. And another killer bit as well. Like, I think, get into this quickly because we've been sent this.
What is this?
We've been sent a box that says no plastic is fantastic. It's a new type of battery called Itzen, but I know that this is the team behind...
There's a little, like, birdhouse.
Oh, yeah. It's the team that are behind... I think Panasonic have got a new... But it's basically batteries that are a little bit less bad for the environment because they're made in all card... boxes. What do you think of that, Sean?
Is it just the packaging that is no plastic? Does the batteries that, you know, the around a battery, usually is that usually plastic?
It's, I think these are metal, but I know that these can't be, you know, they're made with 100% renewable energy. Now, I know that batteries aren't perfect yet. We haven't got batteries that don't require us to use some materials that we don't need, but it's a nice step in the direction of that.
Do you know what, man? We actually know quite little about batteries. Because if you look at the car market now, the electric car market, after a car's like 4 years old, like, people don't want to go near it because there are no guidelines, legislations. People don't know how to be like, well, this has got 1,200 cycles left. X and Y, people are like, nope, not touching that. And there's I don't know.
It's always been, even with other consumer technology as well, if you're selling a laptop, someone that's smart might say, how many cycles has the battery had? Other people will just buy it.
How it's been charged? Has it been charged to full constantly? Because that's going to depreciate your battery life. All kinds of
exactly, kind of stuff, right? So, you know, so anyway, these are a step in the direction of having a lower carbon footprint. There's two types. Is it just AAA and AA? Yeah, right. Yeah. The AA says locally produced with 100% renewable energy, and the AAA ones say they're locally produced. So there you go. It's some batteries. We are not paid for this, but there you go. That is them there. I've had a look.
What's the birdhouse and the balls?
I think it's showing how much other stuff we can have without plastics. So there's a birdhouse made out of wood.
Is it? Oh, it is just a birdhouse.
And there's some bird balls.
I'm not going to lie, yeah. As far as I was aware, birdhouses are usually made out of wood.
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe they're just encouraging us to think about the stuff being made out of wood. Yeah, I don't know.
And what's that one? Mothballs?
I think they're bird fat balls.
Bird fat balls.
They call them fat balls, I think. Yeah, but they're bird balls. The birds like to nibble in them.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Didn't know about that.
And,
bird
and a book that's definitely made out of 100% renewable stuff. There you go.
Itzen. Yeah. There you go.
Simple thing. But yeah, we have some batteries in the office. Thank you for that.
I was going to... another way I was been killing time, I got into... A bit like with my Harry Mack.
Yeah.
I stumbled across a chap... And I
wait, one second. Are you doing this deliberately? And you were like, yo, his rhyming skills are stacked. Is that what he's like, yeah?
Yeah, I put the clip.
Did you just say, yeah, whatever, Rob. Yeah, just play the fucking clip, Rob. So go on, no, seriously, give me some background, please. I promise I'm not just getting you to fill while I get the audio code out the right place.
I just stumbled across this and... Well, we'll have a chat with it. I don't really want to talk about it too much before you listen to it.
Yeah, okay.
But like, have a listen and then we'll have a chat afterwards.
All right, cool. And this guy is Taris Stannin.
Taris Stannin.
He's got a good mic.
I'm just trying to get you out the friend zone. Cause you look even better than the photos. Crossing me the
He's doing this all with his mouth. What?
The dress attention. Yeah. I was coming.
What?
Give us some volume. Give us some volume.
Oh my god.
Keep on trying to hide it, but your friends, no, no, no. I only got your minutes.
Hey!
I'm the only one that I'll be.
Okay. Trying not to get a DMCA strike. Watch me. He's very good. Right, so, he's amazing, right? And he is like what I'd call a perfect fusion of someone who's an amazing beatboxer. And he's just added a little bit of seasoning of production on it as well, hasn't he? The little bits of echo and stuff.
Bit of reverb,
bit of pitch shift.
But it's so audibly.
Yeah.
But watching it and listening to it at the same time.
100%. But it sounds really nice, man. But I think live show for him, he could do some amazing live shows where he just does other songs.
He does like live, but let it run for a bit just so you can see a bit more.
Wow.
I only call you when it's.
What?
Five the only golden hour. Shine, I only love it when you're. Touch me.
Wow.
Tell me.
Wow.
But tell me. Yeah, I only call you when it's.
Yeah, he's insane, bro. He's insane. Right, so I love what he's doing. I could watch this stuff all day long. I just hope he's not the kind of guy that brings his microphone to the party and some speaker. All right, come on, Taris, bro. So, can we just buy us for a second without you doing onto the microphone? Yeah, that is wild.
So
that is absolutely
wild. I stumbled across it and then I was like, immediately, like yourself, I watched it and then I was like, there's obviously post-edit done on it. But I was like, I don't care because I could literally listen to, like, just audibly and watching it and watching it and listen to it at the same time. I was like, man, this is pretty...
It's that new generation of artists that we've seen. So you've got Harry Mack. So you've got, like, we've had artists in the future that rehearsed all their stuff in the future.
Jeez.
Yeah, so funny. They've rehearsed all their music. And then they freestyle a bit when they do it. But this whole generation of like Mark Rabillet, he's the guy that has glasses. He like usually wears a pair of underpants and he like beatboxes and makes music as well. So he's got a loop pedal. Harry Mack, who just freestyles. So he makes like whole wild songs full of raps that are crazy. They've worked together, by the way.
And then
you've obviously got like Ed Sheeran, who uses a loop pedal sometimes, like a similar version of it. And you've got a guy now who just has a microphone and he raps. So I find it fascinating. This is the thing, people are always like scared to say, oh, it's going to spoil everything, but you get these different levels of creativity every time you add a layer of tech into it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I totally respect beatboxing. Yeah, just with a microphone, just your voice spitting, that's great. But what these guys are doing by adding a little bit of seasoning from, you know, a bit of, like you said, reverb, some pitch shift and that just makes an amazing sound. Yeah. And you can do this live with... Hopefully he's got it down so we could do live shows like
that. Well, that's what I was like. I've heard him do live stuff with another guy called Improver, where they do like a 2-hour pod, and people are just firing in
and then jamming.
They're just jamming, and people are firing in recommendations and stuff, and like they do lots of stuff, and it's really really good. But I feel like yeah, this is, it's just so clean. As you said, a bit of reverb here, a bit of echo, and then like he builds up the tension, and then it's, and then I mean, some of the,
sorry, that was a very bad impression of it.
Some of like the throat bass and all of that stuff. It's crazy, man. I'm just like, damn.
Yeah.
But he's got probably, he's got this, he's got you know, the
that's a good impression as well, actually. That's pretty good. I like what you did there.
Is it Mario Winans? You know the I Don't Wanna Know tune.
Yeah. I don't wanna
know. He does the Weeknd, the Creeping.
Oh,
he does a version of that, which is really good. And he does a few more, but it's the skill of the beatboxing in the first place. I mean, like him and the other guy that you, they're like, I've seen them in the beatbox competitions. They get like very far as well. So they're obviously very good at their craft, but also it's the idea and it's the editing afterwards, which is,
yeah.
I don't even know how good I'm no expert when it comes to, I do feel sometimes that there is maybe a little bit too much reverb on different noises that kind of gets a little bit murky at times. But apart from that, like it really does accentuate it. And I just enjoy, I've probably listened to like his videos like quite a lot already, and I still enjoy it.
People talk about like, oh, like AI is gonna take over. I think when you have examples of like, for example, Harry Max Freestyle, Mark Rabile, and then this guy here, what's his name again?
Taras Stanin.
That can't be done yet because they've gone to the next level. And I think that's how we need to remember things are with the movement of technology. I'm not saying AI won't take over one day, but people are like, oh my God, you can make a famous artist song that quickly and it sounds just like it. I'm like, cool, can't do that though. Do you know what I mean? I feel like we always need to look for these people that are kind of pushing the envelope, because I think it might be mad. Harry Mack, Mark Rabile, and this guy might all be the norm in 10 years' time. Like, that's what artists mean to us. You can write a song, great, but can you perform a song and make it up on the spot and go for gold of it?
I had the same thought as you, because I thought if he could, in the same way that you would perform a song, if you played the electric guitar and you had multiple pedals and you're putting effects on them and this and that, if he got that clean enough where you could put reverb on certain bits and... as a live performance,
yeah,
that would be sick.
You need to check out Mark Rabile, bruv. Because I think if he had Mark's knowledge,
I know it's possible, but I'm like, if he could do it clean enough it sounded similar to that, then it would be,
I think it's possible.
Yeah.
Like, even if you had someone helping to tidy up like the levels in the background, I think you could do that, man. That's sick. That's heavy, man. I want to play more, but I don't want us to get in trouble, DMCA strike and all that kind of stuff. Like, but I like it, bro.
I'll send you a couple more vids and have a listen, man.
Cool, man. Oh, that brings us to the end of another great show, Sean. Thank you very much. Killed an hour, man.
Man.
Also, I make sure that my mum don't listen to this episode.
please.
Yeah, man. You can check us out on all socials: Facebook, How to Kill an Hour; Instagram, How to Kill an Hour; X, How to Kill an Hour. The other one, How to Kill an Hour as well. I'm at Marcus Bronzy, MarcusBronzy. Where can we find you, Sean?
I mean, you can't find me at your house because like your mama killed me. Not over for dinner this week.
Oh man, that was cold. Wab 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 wab. Peace.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.